Hilchis Eiver Menachai, Klal Chav Zayin. Welcome. Okay, I don't know that all the halachas here are Nogei Alamaisa for everybody here, but if we're eventually going to make it to Hilchis Treifis and Hilchis Shchita, I guess we're going to try to learn some halachas L'Shem Shemayim. Dine Eiver Menachai. Ve'ever medoldol ubasish and the salam and I, and at least the third one is nageya to all of us. Aleph ksiv leisechal hanefesh im habasar. What? Doldol is a hanging limb, one that's a hanging, it's attached and hanging. Again, kachav zayin leis aleph ksiv leisechal hanefesh im habasar kiblu chazal shuazhara shloy lechol ever min hachai. It's azhara not to eat an aver that was detached from a living animal. Not to eat. Now the language, don't eat the flesh as long as its soul is in it, is misleading. Even if the animal is dead, but if it was detached while it was alive, this is one of the shesal avim. Not to eat aver menachai. The loikin alav and his malchus, the naig be behema chaya va'if tahirim dafka avloi b'tmeim. It's naig on all kosher animals. Even nachay is not naig on treifa animals, which have a separate iser. The dafka be Israel ainay naig eva menachay b'tmeim. And only by Jew is there no din eva menachay b'tmeim. Avol ben noyach muzer al eva menachay af b'tmeim. But a ben noyach is muzer in eva menachay even a non kosher animal. Fika also the Yisrael lahayshit lebei noyach, and therefore a Jew is not allowed to give a ben noyach even menachai bein mitmeya bein mitahir. Now, no, he didn't anyway. Not because of the iser even menachai, not because of the iser even menachai. As a stuff from Aleph, the shav mitzvah lebei noyach include even menachai, the simon to remember. Remember? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, the three cardinal sins, and then Eva Menachai, Beis. Come on, if you know the Simon, you gotta know what it stands for. We call it Birchas Hashem, which really means Messiah. And Gimel, Kadeva, Gezel, and Dalit is Dinim, instead of Patitim. So anyway, so Eva Menachai, so here it's interesting, the Gemara says that there's Islefni Iver, even Be'e Ben Nayach. It's a clear Gemara. The Gemara says it's a Brisa. The Gemara, in second parak of Pesach, Benayi Lohayshit to Eivim Menachai and Benayi Asher Eivim Shemotnei Eivim Shemotnei and Sinai 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 brings a Makar. So there's an Issa. Now there is a clair in the yeshiva world about Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Iver is a separate lav, there's no question. But the lomdis of Lifnei Iver, you can learn two ways. You can learn this Lifnei Iver as a separate lav to be, to be marshal somebody, to, just like you're not allowed to trip someone who's blind, you're not allowed to be marshal in an Aveira. Or you could learn that Lifnei Iver is a subcategory of every Aveira. Is an Isser, a Tit Nevela. So giving a person Nevela is Lifnei Iver of Nevela. Because Lifnei Iver is a sort of a Abizrayu of every Aveira. Afkamina would be that the more serious the Aveira, the more serious the Lifnei Iver. Now here's a nafkamina. Giving Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noyach, where it's Eiver Menachai from a non-kosher animal, is a nafkamina between the two mahalchim. If you learn that Eiver Menachai is an Issa La'atzmai, then it applies no matter what. Well, no, that means a separate Issa of causing an Aveira to be done in the world. But if you learn Eiver Menachai is an Abizrayu of other Averis, since there is no Eiver Menachai for a Jew by a Behemoth Tameya, so it can't be a subcategory of that Avera, by a Behemoth Tameya. If you hold it applies to a Behemoth Tameya, then you hold that it's an Issa for itself. It's interesting, Ramosha in the Dibris Moshe and Shabbos has a clair. Rabbi Chanan has a similar clair of Psachim. If Eiver Menachai is an Adam Lachaveri Dik Avera, or a Ben Adam Lamakim Dik Aveira. The Mitzvah and Torah generally divided into Ben Adam Lachaveira and Ben Adam Lamakim. What's the Aveira of Eiver Menachai? Of Lifnei Iver? Is an Aveira Ben Adam Lachaveira? You're doing something bad to another Jew.
To snare somebody.
What?
The fact that
yeah.
Aveira is is against him as opposed to the.
No, it's just like if you give somebody food that's gonna give him a stomach ache or that's poison, you're ben amlachavei, right? If it's poison for his neshama, it's also ben amlachavei. Or is it ben adam lamakim dika aveira? You're not allowed to have a hand in an aveira happening in the world. You have a yad in an aveira happening. This is the clair. What? So the nafkamina is by a ben nayach. As a standard rule, ben olach aveira mitzvahs don't apply to a ben nayach unless there's a ribui, and that wouldn't apply. So the fact that it applies to ben nayach is a raya that it's ben adam. So Rav Moshe Nebzon and Rav Chanan the same that there are two averis lifnei iver, ben lachaveri and ben adam lamakim. By a guy, there's only ben adam lamakim. My nafkamina. There's an interesting taisus. Taisus says, I think it's Daf Chaf Beis and Avodah Zarah, that if you give someone an issed rabbanon, the giver is over on lifnei iver dairaisa. Yeah? If you give someone an Issed Rabbanan, the giver is over on Lifnei Iver Dereisa. A case in point, we were once, when my parents had a bungalow, they had a bungalow on the road that goes around Swan Lake. And there were a number of people who owned bungalows on either side of the road. And there was a shul in the basement of one of the places. And every summer, if someone would buy a new, another firm yid would move in, he'd make a kiddush. That was the standard. You move in, you make a kiddush the first Shabbos. So someone moved in, he made a kiddush. So we're sitting in his bungalow, and, suddenly in walks the postmaster of Swan Lake. Who was a Jew, was a non-religious Jew. So the postmaster, he apparently invited him, so the guy drove over to the kiddush. So he says to him, Charlie, where's your wife? He says, she didn't want to come. So he wraps up some cholent. And when the guy leaves, he gives us some cholent to bring home to his wife. So the fellow sitting next to me says to me, is he allowed to do that? I mean, there's no area around Swan Lake. You know, is he allowed to do it? So I said to him, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be better if the from a yid would carry the cholent to this guy's wife himself, better than to give it to him to take. Because if he carries the cholent, he's having a drabbanon. Swan Lake doesn't have 600,000 people. I've had 600 people. So you're over a drabbanon. But Taisa says, Lifnei Iver, you give him cholent to take home. You're over on Lifnei Iver. That's an Issa Deiraz.
How is it possible?
Zok Rabbanon. How is it possible we Lifnei Iver Deiraz and a drabbanon? He says, on the Bein Adam Lamakim, it doesn't make sense. You can't be evil if neiver of a deraisa, you give someone an issa drabanan. But on the issa being machshel somebody, ben amlachaveirai, if you would give him something that'll give him a stomach ache, you give him something that is harmful to him, you're evil if neiver deraisa, ben amlachaveirai. So you give him something that's an issa drabanan, it's a ben amlachaveirai of lefneiver. Even though it's an issa drabanan, but in the ben amlachaveirai, it's an issa deraisa, because you're giving a bad eitza. If you ever see the Mashal is giving someone a bad answer.
So that's a raya that it's an
aver, or that
the
Iver
is an
aver
in itself, not a subcategory.
So it has to be an aver to itself, 100%. But it just comes out of nafkamina from this shtickle taira, v'chanan shtickle taira, that if you give a guy an issa drabanan, you're not over lifnei iver. Because of what hapshach? On the dairais of lifnei, on the benam lambakim of lifnei iver, it's not shayach by a drabanan. On the Be'er Machaveirai of Lifnei Iver, it doesn't apply to a guy. You follow? So you give a guy Lifnei Iver of a Drabanan.
You don't have to worry.
There's no Lifnei Iver. If you give a guy this a Drabanan, this answers a Taisus Kasha. Because in Chagiga, the Gemara says, how do you know you're not supposed to teach a guy Torah? Shenemar, U'mishpatim Bal Yado. Sounds familiar? Shpatim Vayadam. From Shoshana Davening. Okay. So, Zion probably. Mishpatim Vayadam. So Tyson says, Akasha, Mishpatim Vayadam. It's Lifnei Iver. It says, Akum Shalomit Torah is Chayim Misa. Akum Shalomit Torah, it's an Aveira. Not from Mishpatim Vayadam. So, So why do you need another pasuk? That's the cash. But a guy learning Torah, the Rambam says, is Nisid Rabbanim.
What?
The Rambam says, for a guy to learn Torah, for the guy, it's Nisid Rabbanim. So there's a Rabbanim of guys that a guy shouldn't learn Torah. Certainly not Torah Shabbat Peh. So turns out it's very geschmack. There is no Lifnei Iver if you teach a guy Torah. Because since it's only Nisid Rabbanim, so Ben Adam Labakim can't be Lifnei Iver because it doesn't apply. Ben Adam Chaveirai doesn't apply to Ben Ayach. So it's very good that you need Mishpatim Bayidom to teach you the halacha. That's the shtickel talk. Okay. Right.
Also, not only a behemoth, it's not Gishach. So why is Eva Minachai worse on, it's obviously a non Gishach behemoth. So why is there an Issa that, you know, even though you're going to be over on eating,
why is there an Issa? Well, why is there an Issa what?
If you eat Eva Minachai, are you also going to be over on eating a non Gishach behemoth? On a behemoth power?
Yaiva, I'm eating a Nakashach and Behemoth.
So what's that then?
So it's interesting. There's an interesting Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Chulin. They argue, when you shecht an animal, and you're not sure if it's shechted, is that called Becheskas Isser? Is an animal Becheskas Nevela? So Gemara is a lush, and Gemara says that Behemoth is Becheskas Isser, Achi Yisfad Elocha Bama Nishchata. Until you know that the shechita was good. Once the shechita was good, the shechita is heter, and yisvad l'cha b'meh nitrofa. That's what Gemara says. It's machlekes rishayim, if what's called machzikim me'issa le'issar. If something has a cheskes issar when it goes from one avera to another. Taisus brings two shechitas. Taisus says that if you learn Eva Menachai Nevela, Taisus brings a shailim. Eva Menachai Nevela is two averas or one. Pashit, the Tariag, they're separate, there's Eva Menachai and there's Nevela. So since every Yad is Becheska Sisser, Achisvad Lachabama Nishrita, it's a Raya, Machzika Misal Isser. Right? You're getting Chazaka, you follow? From being Eva Menachai to being Nevela. And the Taisus brings, I forgot, maybe it's a Bahag, who says, it's Isa Yisser. Even a chayin nevela is one isser. It's a shalai nishchita. What? It's in the tariag. It's certainly separate. The question is if it's called a hemshach.
What?
Even a chay and because really it's not only even a chay. It's basam a chay, right? Even a kazay is basam a chay is also an isser deraisa. The malchus is on even a chay, but it doesn't have to be a whole aver to be an isser deraisa. Even basam a chay.
Is it one
of the Basar Melchai? You don't get Malchus, but there's a Reboy that, I believe you don't get Malchus, but there's a Reboy in Eva Melchai that Basar Melchai is also us. So, anything from Melchai is an Issa. So
what
anyway, so Taisus brings, I think it's a Bahag Sheet.
What happens to that servant dead? You say that it's Mukhti, mostly that it's alive. Listen, you don't know, it's shot.
No, somebody can tell me. Is an animal, does a person have a Cheskes Chai?
What?
Does a human being have a Cheskes
Chai? And he would be allowed to, if it's dead, then Abba, he can give it to a guy.
We give something a Cheskes Chai.
What?
We do give a Cheskes Chai. Yes. You know, the halach is, if you don't know when someone died, you want to speak of a yartzeit. A person died sometime ben hashmashes. You know, look at the person didn't look at the clocks in the hospital. He doesn't know the exact time. Or in the Holocaust, people died, or they find a body, they don't know when he died. So the halach is that we shtel the yartzeit on the later date. We give a cheskes chai to everybody, even though it's we call a chazaka so yilashtanos. It's a chazaka that changes, but we say that it's not mishtana lizman rav. It's interesting. The Gemara says, you have a cheskes chai till, I think the Gemara says, till you hit 80. In your 80s, you don't have a cheskes chai anymore. But then the Gemara says, when you hit 90, kivon the iflig, the Gemara says, once you're ready, an exception, you're an exception. You get your cheskes chai back. We don't assume. So it seems the 80s are a dangerous period. We all hope to get there. But, but anyway, we do give a cheskes chai. What? It's interesting, Mi'ikamidi. The Gemara says an expression, Mi'ikamidi, that for Yisrael it's mutter and for Akum it's aser, which would seem to mean that if it's mutter for a yid, it has to be mutter for a guy. I assume the reason here is that's not mutter for a yid, it's just a tmeya. Lumdis, you're right, but lumaisa, you're wrong. You know what the Gemara says, Mikamidi, it says it about the lungs. It says a guy is not allowed to eat the lungs of an animal. Why? So when you shecht an animal, the lungs become eva menachai. They're detached, they don't function with the guf anymore. Right, part of shechita. So Gemara says, so how can a Jew eat it? It's eva menachai. So the Gemara says that we have a shechita as a mat here. For a Jew, shechita is a mat here. So Gemara says, mika midi? And for a Jew, it's not eva menachai. Can it be eva menachai from a guy? So Gemara says, an achinami. But by behemoth tmeya, it would apply.
About
the shatter
behemoth and you find the baby inside the
baby. Bempakua, yeah.
Right.
So it's not for a guy, it's also not then.
Mikamidi.
Okay. But in case of a behemoth tmeya, it's also anyway for you. Okay, anyway, this is the klal. At the end of Aleph, good news. Isser Eva Menachai Einoi Noyig B'Dogim V'Chagovim. Remember the 60s? They used to eat live goldfish. Remember that? Remember in the colleges? It was a thing. I'm sure you remember, right? So they have on Lifte Eva, they have an Eva Menachai. So he says, that Aveira there isn't. Isser Eva Menachai it's not knowing by fish or grasshoppers. The chosha at the mitzvah al domoi, at the mitzvah al evarov. When makish, the nefesh, which is used to mean dam, that anything you mitzvah on its blood, you mitzvah on evar menachai. Avo dogi v'chagavim, shedoma mutter. But fish blood and chagavim blood is not osir. Gam evoreyen mutter. Also evar menachai of a fish. And a grasshopper is permitted. I don't know that this comes up very much.
A grasshopper is also
not a grasshopper is also
not a insects?
Well, most insects are not kosher, but all kosher insects.
Give it to a guy.
It's interesting. I'm not certain. I assume not. I assume that the hekish would apply across the board, but I'm not certain. Yeah, it's interesting. He doesn't bring it. I don't know why he doesn't bring it. The Gemara says it's Baal Teshaktsu. It's called Mihus to eat it. But
by Tzveya by Yas is that Eved Menachai? Maybe it's not. But to them it is Eved Menachai. Who says that Shuatzin or the fish may also be Eved Menachai?
I think it is. What?
He didn't say that it's
Mutter. Yeah, but it's very misleading. But it is misleading, though. It is misleading. A beis, echad eva sheyesh bei basagidin vatsamais, kagan yad v'regel, ve'echad eva sheyem bayetzem. Now normally we say, the chavdal and rashi evarim, a person has 24 evarim, their evarim sheyesh bayetzem is called an aver. A person is obligated to bury an aver, loyaleno, that gets attached from a body. It's only that's only true for an eva sheyesh bayetzem. The minig is to bury other evarim too, but the halacha strictly is only a eva sheyesh bayetzem. But legabi eva menachai, echad eva sheyesh bebasagid vatzameis ganyad v'regel, echad eva sheyem bayetzem going haloshim like the tongue, habeitzim v'atchoil v'akloyos v'alev or the innermost of the inner organs, ukiyotzim behen. So all of them, there's an iser. Ella, sheva shein bayetzem. If it's an eva that has no bone, bein shechata kulei b'shechata b'tzasei harizei also mishum eva menachai. Then it's also whether it's complete or incomplete. The eva sheyesh bayetzem einichay avalav mishum eva menachai at sheyafrish kibriyasai basagida vatzames. It's again, it's not so clear. He's saying an eva shein bayetzem. Even part of it is also aser. An Eved Sheyesh Bayatzem, to be Eved on the Aver of Eved Sheyesh Bayatzem, it has to be a complete Aver. Although the Isser of Basam and Achai applies to a half an Aver as well. Even though it's not so clear from here. It applies to half an Aver as well. And, okay, and the issue applies anyway. Okay, he's going to say it actually in Gimel. If you have a minute, let's sing Gimel. Basar haparish b'nechai, flesh that separates from b'chai. Beishachot ha-basar shebetecha behema, b'basar shebechutz, b'basar shepirish me'eveh shalim. Whether it's separated from an aver or not, ki m'shein ha'eichol ha'eva k'mayshu b'basar gimel v'atzameis, loy mikri aver b'nechai, Ela basam menachai, v'asam shum basam basad the treifel oisechelu. It's not a isser evam menachai. It's an also isser basam menachai. That's a ribui into evam menachai. And b'meila it applies as well. So this is the geder hadvarim. So any part of a chai is asr. What about if you bite off a piece of your skin that's peeling from your lip? What's that? There is no evam menachai on a human being. There's no isseva menachai in a human being. Okay?
There is none.
Is basar of a human being asr?
Yes.
Is it? It's the Ram and the Rosh. If the Torah forbids the consumption of human flesh. And, not a cannonball.
Cannibal.
There was, I'll tell you, it's fascinating, I should bring it in. If I remember, I'll bring it in Thursday. There was an incident that goes back to the 70s with an airplane that was downed, and the people survived by eating the flesh of the other human beings. Cannibalism. So it became a big cause celebre. I don't know what the tumult was. They're supposed to die better than it. I don't know. Rabbi Yaakov at that time wrote something. Because people were saying that it's Machlokes Rishayim, if there's even any issur deraisa at all. So Rabbi Yaakov wrote a piece, I have it at home. It was, they stuck it into, they printed Rabbi Yaakov al Nach. It's an excellent job. And they put it in there. I'll try to remember to bring it in. It's a fascinating piece about this. So believe that, I'll try to set it aside. You remind me. I'll try to set it aside and bring it next week. Okay, so we'll come back to it. So we're up to Ice Down.